Police in Villarrica asking the public for help in locating their suspect in a bank armed robbery Tuesday morning. VRPD Captain Keith Shaddix says officers were called to the Bank OZK branch on Highway 78 at 9:13 a.m. regarding a robbery report. Witnesses told police that a man had entered the bank with a handgun and demanded money from employees. After getting the money, he fled on foot. Police described the suspect as a man in his late teens or early 20s. He was wearing black pants, a red hoodie with the word King on the front and top, light-colored gloves, and a face mask. If you have any information on the suspect or the robbery, call Detective Blake Terry at the Villarrica Police Department. Carroll County government has accepted the resignation of Carroll County Prison Warden Robert Jones. Jones, who has filled the role since August of 2014, will reportedly move on to become the chief of police for the city of Kingsland, Georgia. Before working for Carroll County, he had served as chief of police for the Adairsville Police Department for a little over 3 years. Jones' departure should not come as a surprise. He has applied for police chief roles in at least 3 police departments over the last 2 years, including Clayton County, Georgia, North Miami, Florida, and Little Rock, Arkansas. Jones' resignation is effective July 26th, at which time Deputy Warden Otis Wilson will be acting warden until a new warden is appointed by Carroll County government and approved by the Department of Corrections. The Carrollton Board of Education Tuesday voting to change the name of Carrollton Middle School to Carrollton Upper Elementary School in what they see as an effort to better reflect the makeup of the school. Dr. Mark Albertus, superintendent, says the name change better reflects the school's grade configuration, 4th and 5th graders and 6th graders who are getting ready to transition to Carrollton Junior High. He says the change is effective immediately. Following the board's formal approval Tuesday night, district support staff is already busy assisting the newly renamed school with logistical tasks such as signage, branding, printing needs, and communication. These changes will be ready by the launch of the 2019-2020 school year. Temple City officials are tasking City Police and the Public Works Department to work together to place more traffic signs in areas that may lack signs for enforcement. The city recently receiving complaints about speeders in a neighborhood off of Highway 113. Mayor Michael Johnson hoping that the installation of new traffic signs like speed limits and children at play signs will help curb these problems.
If we're going to be able for the police department to enforce the speeding laws, we got to communicate what those speed limits are to hold the drivers accountable. Plus, we have some areas where you have high residential areas and kids playing in the yard, and so we need folks to be aware that they need to have their eyes alert for our children.
If residents believe that traffic signs should be placed in their area, Mayor Johnson says contact City Hall. Johnson hoping to start this program this week. Plans to approve the placement of numerous traffic signs by next month's City Council meeting. The City of Villarrica approving new architectural and design guidelines for historic districts and sites in the city. For the past several months, the Historic Preservation and Planning Commission have set the guidelines for conducting repairs, demolitions, and relocations of residential and commercial properties in historic districts within the city. The new guidelines would be used for when property owners apply for certificates of appropriateness. Currently, these guidelines only apply to historic downtown Villarrica and several sites that were recently approved to join the historic registry. The architectural review guidelines for historic districts and sites can be found online at villarrica.org. Well, July is Minority Mental Health Month, and to discuss the issue, nurse manager with Willowbrook at Tanner, Purity Upson, was a guest on the WLBB Community Voice program. According to national statistics, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans are twice as likely not to seek professional help for mental health conditions. Upson believes that stigmas and other misunderstandings about mental health are root causes.
Like I tell my patients, when you're diagnosed with depression or mental illness, think about it just like you've been diagnosed with high blood pressure or diabetes. It is like any other diagnosis. But because we haven't talked about it, when your psychiatrist tells you you got mental illness, they don't sit down and say what it is and think about it this way. Think about it like any other illness. It's just like you got depression. Let's go figure this stuff. Here is a medicine. Sometimes they don't tell you what the medicines are for, what the side effects are. So the patients are trying to figure this on their own.
You can find our entire interview with Upson and her discussion on minority mental health access on our website, newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.